From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is back at the front lines of the unprecedented oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, second time in just over a week. He canceled his trips to Indonesia and Australia to leave instead for Kenner, Louisiana. The president was expected to get a comprehensive update on BP's attempt to at least contain the spill. So far, so good. BP says it was able to funnel some oil and gas from its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. An update from Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen.
Sometime later today, we'll probably be able to get an assessment of exactly an approximation of how much oil we are capturing and able to produce, and it'll probably be pretty visible at that time if there's any leakage.
We hear that an estimated 19,000 barrels of crude have spilled into the water each day in over a month. May was the slowest month for private hiring since the start of the year. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from the White House on the administration's response to the new unemployment numbers.
The Labor Department's monthly report shows that 431,000 jobs were created in May, but more than 95% of those jobs were temporary census workers. President Obama talked about the numbers at a small business in Maryland that has been adding workers.
While we recognize that our recovery is still in its early stages, and that there are going to be ups and downs in the months ahead. Things never go completely in a smooth line. This report is a sign that our economy is getting stronger by the day.
This report says the country's unemployment rate dropped last month from 9.9% to 9.7%. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
This unemployment report, coupled with euro losses, certainly having an effect on U.S. stocks. At last check, Dow was down 255 points. At 9,999, NASDAQ down 64 at 2,239, S&P 500 losing 30 at 1073. An Afghan peace conference aimed at forging a truce between the government and the Taliban is now over. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports that participants asked for concessions from the Taliban and the NATO coalition in Afghanistan.
They did ask the militants as well to sever their relationships with al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. That was one of the demands that was made of the Taliban. But for the most part, it seems that they were turning to the West, saying, you know, the United States in particular, that they were very thankful, that the Afghan people are very thankful for what they've done, but that it's time that this conflict is moved from a war into some sort of talk phase.
Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. Chile is extraditing Dutch murder suspect Jorn van der Sloot to Peru, where he's wanted in the death of a 21-year-old woman. Police say van der Sloot was the last person seen with Stephanie Flores before her body was found in Lima on Wednesday. From Washington, this is NPR News. If you've recently picked up a Shrek glass from McDonald's, don't use it. That's what the fast food chain's telling people after deciding to recall 12 million collectible glasses that may have the toxic metal cadmium. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the recall was triggered by a tip in California.
Cadmium can be used to create reds and yellows in paint, and the images on the glasses are colorful. They represent four of the movie's characters: Princess Fiona, Puss in Boots, Donkey, and Shrek. An anonymous tip to a California congresswoman led to testing by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The CPSC announced today the voluntary recall and warned anyone with a glass to not use it. A child can ingest the toxic metal by holding a glass and then putting the hand in his or her mouth. Studies show cadmium is a known carcinogen that can cause bone softening and severe kidney problems. The level found in the 16-ounce glasses at McDonald's is above recommended levels, but less than what was recently found in certain jewelry items made in China and sold at Walmart and other retailers. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The public's learning more about President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan. The William J. Clinton Presidential Library is releasing the first batch of a 160,000-page record of Kagan's memos and notes. The files so far show Kagan had a pragmatic streak in negotiations with Republicans over tobacco regulations. The documents show Kagan was concerned that tough marketing restrictions might be unconstitutional. We continue to see a slide in U.S. stocks. Last check, Dow is down 255 points at 10,003. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.